I was offered a couple of different assignments, and one of them was the one that I really liked was the one to go into the weapons systems department into negotiate the final settlement for the APQ-120 radar reliability demonstration test, RDT&E. And I took that and I went in there, and it was a combination of marketing and contracts organization, and I took the assignment to finish off the APQ-120 thing, and I became pretty involved in the APQ-120 final negotiations, which took about 3 months to, once we got our paperwork together, which probably took another 3 or 4 months, I spent 3 months going back and forth to St. Louis to negotiate the final settlement of our reliability demonstration test and the ECPs that were surrounding the testing and things. Mm. And the only interesting thing I can think about on that, other than the fact it was very lengthy and arduous, tough negotiation, which I learned a lot about, by the way, when it was over, we had a contract that was worth about $12.4 million that was, they were going to pay us $12.4 million. And I was checking back at the plant, and they finally said, if there's any way you can bring that check back with you, we would appreciate it. And I'm sure that I was talking to the controller, right? I'm sure he had a need for that particular amount of money at that particular amount of time. I don't think we had broken the $100 million mark at that point, so in terms of annual sales. So I would imagine it was something they needed. And I requested the settlement be paid to me so I could take it back, and they did. So I actually carried a $12.4 million check back with me from St. Louis, and gave it to the controller.
But you were very careful with that check.
I think I actually took a photocopy of it just to prove that I actually had $12.4 million in my hands. But I don't know where it is anywhere. I threw it away, I guess. So. But it was nice. It was an interesting thing.
What,